Chad, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Excellent. We're going to be talking about today how to go about making contact with radio stations, TV stations, magazines, all of the different media that's around. And Chad has been booking guests now for a little while with Z95, and he really knows what's going on. And this is the guy you want to impress when you want to get on radio. And I wanted to get him on to pick his brain. Now, he's based in Vancouver. So he's one of the big markets of Canada, and he's plugged into what's going on. Chad, welcome, and thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Okay, so where should we start? Tell us about Z95, and do you also do some stuff with CISL?
I do a little bit with both, yes. So, I mean, basically, I mean, I read your blog all the time, Wayne, and it's very important. I mean, time is a factor for everybody, of course, and sending out a generic press release that's sent to, if I'm just BCC'd on it and it's something generic, it generally ends up in my delete box, right? If it's something that's sent to me, I'm going to spend the time to read it because somebody took the time to send it directly to me. And that's, I mean, maybe I don't want that to come across as being snobbish, but I mean, I've got a million things to do, and we're like I said, we're a music station, and we only have like a 4-minute slot for an interview, so it's got to be super engaging for our target audience. I mean, we just had ratings come out yesterday. They don't look good. And it's like, we're looking for something that's going to keep people for another 4 minutes on our station. Can you do that?
It's all about ratings.
It is.
We live and die by these bloody ratings that come along, and it's the most stressful thing in the world. So when you come along as a guest and you have this hot topic that's going on, and we put you on and you're an engaging interview and you're somebody who's having fun with the host, and it makes it really fun to listen to, you are gold.
And we can get you back, so it can be 8 minutes.
Yes, exactly. Well, what I'm starting to do more and more now is do, like, monthly features or do, like, 3 weeks in a row.
Exactly.
Every Tuesday. So, Chad, when somebody sends you an email, what do you prefer, email, phone, fax?
Email's perfect for me because, I mean, being on the phone, being in a radio station, think about when you were in school and there's the class clown. Imagine there's 20 of those people that you're working with every day, and they don't care that you're on the phone. So it's really difficult. There's people are loud. They're very creative. Phone's very difficult for me. Email, it doesn't matter what's going on around me. So, yeah, email works perfectly.
Okay. And what do you look for in when you go to book a guest?
Well, because we are a female-skewed station, we're looking for anything that directly hits home. People don't want to be sold things, so it's gotta have something that's gonna touch their heart. If it's gonna something that hooks them. I mean, basically, take Oprah. I mean, and put it on the radio. If you can touch people's heart, that's when it comes through. And you've said that so many times in your own blog. It's about, you know, finding out what the needs are of the audience and then catering to that, not trying to push what you have.
Exactly. So, and I remember you were talking a few months ago about one of the best people that you'd ever seen, as in for being prepared. Do you remember Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly Nault. Yeah, I've actually had the chance to actually meet her. She came in and we did a tour at the station here. And she is so good. She's only been on the station once. And we basically had a teacher's strike in town. And she approached me saying that, you know, here's some ideas of what parents can do so they don't go crazy during the teacher's strike. And she didn't plug her book once. You know, people wanted to know more about her and find out what her book is all about. But she offered free newsletters. She offered free downloads of whatever she had. Like, she wasn't about – nowhere in there did it sound like she was trying to sell something. She knew that what she had was quality, and if people wanted more, they would spend the money because it was worth it. And you know what, Wayne? She's stayed in contact with me, and – that is going to be huge when something hits. We already know that she's a good guest. We stay in touch, and she's going to be one of the first people we go to because she is a local expert now.
Mm-hmm. and that makes a big deal. You want to keep in touch with all the different radio stations that you get on. And sometimes, I mean, for myself, it might take me, as I mentioned before, 3, 4, 5, 6 months of being in contact with somebody before I ever book them.
Mm.
I imagine you have the same thing.
Yeah, and when I have that go-to guest, those are great guests to have a relationship in the first place, because if something goes down, say there was a teacher strike, instead of us being the radio station that has an expert on, say, the following day, because I've already got that relationship, I know that I can phone her, I know that I can email her, and I'm not all of a sudden searching for that guest. I can, you know, they could announce the teacher strike at 7:30, and at 7:45, we can have an expert on right away. And that's, and radio is so timely, and that is so important.
Mm-hmm. It's all about being a resource. I always talk about that. You want to be a resource instead of being a guest.
Exactly.
All right. Chad, any final words of wisdom for people who wanting to get out into the media? What about piggybacking stories? Things that are happening in the news.
Yeah, I think you need to be topical. Like, I mean, especially in radio. I mean, TV, it seems like you can kind of rehash the same story. On radio, it just does not work. It has to be what happened 10 minutes ago. And if you can get up early and be on top of it, we'll have you on if you can add something to what's going on right now.
Right. Hear, hear. Anybody have, Chad's only got a couple of moments. Does anybody have a question for Chad?
I have a question. This is Eleanor. You talked about staying in contact. How do you feel about repeat emails, maybe, and how far apart do you want them spaced, and does it need to be a new one each time?
If we're developing a friendship, I think that email has to be personal. I mean, I don't know how you would create a relationship with just a generic. Even if, don't get me wrong, I mean, I'm a producer and I have a generic email, but I always go through it and it's got, you know, it'll have Eleanor in, hi Eleanor, and it'll have, you know, the first, I'll add a line about, you know, how are your kids, or, you know, something that I know about you. It's not because I'm trying to work something, but because there is a relationship there. If it's, you can tell the ones that are just, you know, automatically putting your name in it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very important to take that extra time to get to know who you're talking to. Or even if it's not about me personally as the producer, take 10 minutes and go to Z95.com and find out who the morning show people are. Find out, you know, something about their personality and cater to that as well, right? And, I mean, if you come on and you're all stuffy, but you haven't checked out the morning show and they're actually kooky and funny, you're just not going to be a fit on that station.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great question. Do you have time for one more question?
For sure.
All right. Does anybody else have another question for Chad? As soon as you say bye, then the question's...
Exactly.
No, that's how that works. Okay, we'll let you know. I go. I know you're a busy guy. Thank you so much, as always. Great to have you on. You have great advice. You're doing good things.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Okay, thanks,
have a great
Chad.
Day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.